paragraph A. V'alkein maschilin hamizmor kol ho'amim tikul chof. And this is why, in that chapter of Tehillim that we quoted earlier about Olo Elikim Betrua, which is the chapter that we recite before Tkiyah Shofar, it begins with the words kol lamnatseach levnei korach mizmor kol ho'amim tikul chof. Let all nations put out their hands and unite their hands, in a sense. Ki ze ikar tikana tshuva shezoichin al yedei habakosho v'achipus aye shubchinas koila shofar. Because this is really the main tikkun of tshuva, which was zoicha through aye, through the sound of the shofar. What? Sheho ikar legaloi selikusi esporach bechol mekoymoy sachitzoinim. The greatest thing is to reveal and broadcast Hashem even to the furthest places, to the outside places, to the goyim. Bebechinas im yoymer lecha odam heichon alekecho toymer loy bekrach godel shel roimi. As the Gemara says, that if a person will ask you, where is your Hashem? Tell him Hashem is even in the Vatican City of Rome. That's where he is. Shezeu bechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal quote, this is also in the Torah Ayeh, Ayeh Mekom Kavodah, Rabbeinu Zal mentions this. Shezeu bechinas sapru vagoyim es kevoidoi, that we broadcast Hashem's kavoid even to the goyim. V'alkein b'chol eis shonu roitzin likonei selagdusha legalas malchusi leskar ve'lov maschilin b'shevach gedulose yisporach mashehu moishel al kol hagoyim. And this is why you'll find that any time that a Jew wants to enter into the Kedusha, he wants to broadcast Hashem's malchus and to come close to Hashem, the first praise of Hashem that he says is that Hashem is so great that he rules over all the other nations. Kemoi b'shachris, as we find in Shachris, b'tchilas psukei de Zimra, in the beginning of psukei de Zimra, maschilin hoidu l'Hashem kiru v'shmoi, hoidiu vo'amem aliloisov. Let all the nations inform all the nations of Hashem's greatness. Sapru v'agoyim es kevoidoi. V'chein b'mizmor Elokim yuchaneinu, shoymer mos b'shachris. And then also, right before Baruch Shamar, when we say the paragraph, L'manatzeach b'negino is mizmor shir, Elokim yuchaneinu v'yivarcheinu, mesaprim harbe mizeh. There also, there's major emphasis on this point. K'mon shekosev, as we say, Lodas bo'oretz darkecho b'chol goyim yishuasecho. To let the world know your path, to let all the nations of the world know of your salvation. Yoiducho amim elokim, yoiducho amim kulam. Nations will praise you, Hashem. All the nations will praise you. V'choizrim posik zeh yoiducho. We repeat this posik over there, yoiducho, a few times. V'chein b'knisas Shabbos. That's the opening shot of the tefillah in the morning, right after Karbonis. We start praising Hashem. The first, we start right away, let all the nations praise Hashem. V'chein b'knisas Shabbos. And the same thing is true when Shabbos enters. She'oimrim l'chun aranano. In the Ashkenazi communities, we start, I think maybe even the Sfaradim also might say it, l'chun aranano l'Hashem noria l'tzuri yishenu. Shemesaper harbe mizeh, shizgale elikusei becholo amim. If you look at that paragraph and the paragraphs that follow it, shirul Hashem kol haoretz, it's all talking about the fact that Hashem should be revealed to all nations. V'chein b'mizmor zeh shomrim b'rosh hashanah kodem ha'shofar. And so too in this paragraph of Tehillim that we just mentioned, that we say before tkiyah shofar. K'mo shekosev, as it says there, kol ho'amim tikul chof, shekulam yisku kaf yachad lo shel Hashem yizborach. Let all the nations of the world unite to return to Hashem. Ki Hashem elyoin noira, because Hashem is very great, he's awesome. Ze bechinas maimar sosumanal. This is all tied into that first one of the 10 statements of creation, Bereshis, which is called maimar sosum. Shehu elyoin v'noira ma'oid. That statement is the greatest one, the most awesome statement of creation. V'hu melech godoil al kol horetz. And Hashem is king, the great king over the entire world. Kimishom kol hamamorois. Because from that first statement of creation, Bereshis bora Elohim es hashamayim ves horetz, all the other statements come from there. She'ikrom legavois malchus yisborach, which all of those statements of creation, the whole purpose of creation was to reveal Hashem's kingdom. V'zehu, and this is why we say in the capital of Tilm that we say before shofar blowing, Yadber amim tachteinu ulo'umim tachas ragleinu, that Hashem will place all the nations of the world under our authority, under our control. K'ayidei shemegalan hamayim arsosum, ayidei zeh nichnoem v'noiflim kolo'akum v'nezbatlem el ha-kedusha. Because when we're zeche to reveal the mayim arsosum, to bring forth light from there, through that we subdue and we lower the power of the other nations, and they become botel to the Kedusha. They don't challenge the Kedusha anymore. They don't fight the Kedusha. They become botel to it. Paragraph of V'alkein B'chol Hashona Oimrim Hokel HaKodesh U'B'Rosh Hashona HaMelech HaKodesh. And this is why the Gemara and the Halacha tell us that throughout the year, when it comes to the third bracha of Shmon Esrei, we complete it by saying Ha'okel HaKodesh. On Rosh Hashanah and throughout Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we change that. We say HaMelech HaKodesh. Ki af al pi sheshem kel kodesh yoiser, because even though Hashem's name Kel is much holier than the word HaMelech, ki ze Hashem hu me'ashiv Hashem is she'enam nimchokim, because Kael is one of the seven names of Hashem that you're not permitted to erase, chas v'shalom. V'shem melech hu b'chinas kinui, whereas Hashem's title melech, king, is only a nickname of Hashem. She'ein iser l'mochkoi, where a Jew is allowed to erase the word melech, no problem. Afal pikein mazkirim b'rosh Hashanah she'em melech daiko. Despite that, on Rosh Hashanah we choose HaMelech over Hokael. Lahoyrois, to show she'achshov nizgale malchusoi mebechinas kodosh daiko, that on Rosh Hashanah and on these 10 days of tshuva, we have the power to bring forth HaMelech, to bring forth the glory of Hashem's malchus from HaKodosh, from the level called HaKodosh, which is the Keser, the Maimar Sosam, the top of the top of the top. Shehu bechinas sosum venelam ki kodosh loshen havdolo v'hafrosha kamuva, because the word kodosh, which means holy, is a concept of something that's set apart. It's separate, completely separate, like the keser, like the maimar sosum, which is on so high a level that it's separate. It's apart completely from all the regular levels of kedusha. Ki b'chol ashono ein yicholim lahaschel ki mebchinas kel shubchinas chesed shu midah rishonim mishavasim abinyan, because throughout the year, other than Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we can only start from kel, which is associated, which represents the sphere of chesed. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, chesed kel kol hayoyim, which is the first one of the seven lower midos of Hashem, the Shivas Yimei Abinyan, they're called. Bechinas Oilam Chesed Yibone, that the world is built with Chesed. So throughout the year, we can only start from there. Shemishom Iker Hascholas Hamamorois Hamizgalim. That's where the revealed statements of creation come from. That's where they draw from. Vayomer lekim yehi or, vayomer lekim yehi rokia. They're drawing from the seven lower spheroids, from starting from Chesed. Aval achshov, oile soif maise b'machshavot chila. Whereas on Rosh Hashanah, when we're zeched to do real tshuva, then the lowest level, soif maise, which is the malchus, is able to bounce up to machshava tchila, to the keser. Shebechinas malchus sheimido ho achroina, the malchus which is the last one of the midos of Hashem. Sheba avoinoisenu horabim bifrat begoluseinu hi bebechinas vatered peloim, whereby as a result of our sins, and especially while we're in golus, the pasuk says in Echa vatered that the spirit of Hashem has gone down peloim incredibly. Ki ragleho yordois moves, because there's another pasuk says that the feet go down into death, and the feet of the kedusha are the malchus, the lowest level, ad shenis alma b'mekoyim oisroim kanal, to the point where Hashem's malchus has become concealed in bad places, we see all kinds of bad people seeming to be in charge of the world and of Klal Yisrael, all kinds of things. Aval Barosh Hashanah v'aseres yimei tshuva, shehu hascholas hatshuva, aydei b'chinas ayenal. However, on Rosh Hashanah, and throughout the aseres yimei tshuva, when we're starting a brand new tshuva process for this new year, which in the path of ayei, aydei zeh nizgale malchusoy mebchinas kodosh daika, that gives us the ability to reveal Hashem's malchus from the top of the top of the top, from kodosh, from ayei. From Maimar Sosum, she'onu oiskim legalei sata idea tshuva, which we're involved in revealing and broadcasting through our tshuva, shehu bakoshas v'chipus ayeh kanal, where each and every one of us is crying out, ayeh, where is Hashem? Where am I? Where have I strayed? Bechinas, as the pasuk says, nach beso derochenu v'nach koira. Let us search our ways and analyze them very carefully. Let's scrutinize our path, what we're doing in life, and how far we've strayed and everything. V'noshuva ad Hashem, and let us return to Hashem. That's this chipus, nachbeso. Nachbeso means to search. Search, when you search, you say, where? Where is that? Aye, where? V'inyin ze mevoyer lemevin k'tzas, al pi hamevoyer b'maymar Eliyahu. And Rav Nosson Zal says, what we're describing here, this concept of the Malchus and the Keser and the Chesed, all of these things, will be a little bit clear to those who understand a little bit the special chapter Posach Eliyahu, which is printed in many Sidurim up front, in the beginning of Shachris. Posach Eliyahu V'Yomar, a special chapter from the Tikkuni Zohar, which describes the Midos of Hashem. There, and Rav Nosson Zal quotes from there, Keser Eliyoin, Ihu Keser Malchus. The upper Keser, the crown, the Keser, is really Keser Malchus. It's a crown is associated with kingdom. So even though Malchus is the lowest sphere, Malchus is all the way on bottom, the Keser, which is the top sphere, is also called Keser Malchus. Alei Itmar, and about that, the Pasuk says, Magid Meireshis Achris. That Kaviyochel, Hashem, by Hashem, the end and the beginning are one. Magid Mei Reishis, that from the Reishis, Hashem already shows the Achris. Within the beginning, which is Keser, you already see the end, which is Malchus. Hainu, ki bechinas Malchus hi mido ho achroina, because the mido of Malchus is the last one of the midos of Hashem. Bechinas soif maiseh. Aval kol kavanos yisborach bebriya seilomoy meiroi shatsoif hoya rak bishvil zeh kedei legalos malchus yisborach. However, even though Malchus is the last one, that's the most important one in many ways. That was the real intention of Hashem in creating the world from beginning to end with Keser and Bina and all of those things. The goal, the main goal, was the Malchus, the last one. Just like we say on Shabbos, in the Friday night davening, Likra Shabbos luchu v'nelcho kihi mekar abrocho meroish mikedem nesucha soif maiseh b'machshav v'tchila. That the end of maiseh, which was Shabbos, the last one of the Yemei HaMaisa, the Shivi Yemei HaMaisa, Shemei HaBinyan, the Shabbos, is B'machshava Tchila. That was Hashem's first intention. That was his real intention when it came to creating the world. V'al kein hi b'b'chinas soif maisa b'machshava Tchila nal, b'chinas magit me'reishis achris anal.